suppose, the game. Of the semi-finals, is that one involving Ballyshannon and Milford? They would be seen as two of the favourites for the intermediate, Francie.
Yeah, that's right. Oisín, they were both exactly, they're in the same group as well on the league basis, and Ballyshannon played them in the first game, and they give them a terrible beating, so I'm sure Milford lay no motivation than that. And listen, Milford, like, they lost the final last year, so they're carrying that hurt on.
Yeah. What about the other side of the draw? I'm sure both sets of management will be pleased that they've avoided those two. We've seen John McNulty here, manager of St Mawes. He seemed to be happy enough that he was meeting Fanad Gaels now in the semi-finals.
Yeah, and they're both of them Division 3, and they're top of the Division 3, so they're, I think they're playing each other next week in the league, and whoever wins that will probably go up out of the division. So John's happy, and I know from chatting to Aidan too, Aidan was hoping to avoid the other two teams so he get a chance to get into the final. So as a man, it's a Division 3 team now in the final.
Yeah, is it hard to call who's going to win this Intermediate Championship?
It is very hard. You know, I would have said Ballyshannon and Milford and Clonlea at the start of the year have been the top three teams. It's down now to Milford and Ballyshannon, the two favourites left. And if you'd really push me on it now, I still think that Ballyshannon's team to beat.